most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Ooh, we got a new game to play. It's called How Old Do You Think? Wait, hold on. It's like, how old should Rob be? That's what we're going to call it. How old should Rob be? And that's coming up in just a few minutes.
How old should Rob be? Love that. Here's just a few things that are now trending. Coachella is trending because Donald Trump held a rally and they arrested another guy with guns like outside the rally. They are trying to kill this man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know who they are. But it's not a conspiracy, but they are trying to kill him.
We know who they are.
I don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, again, guy arrested with guns in his car,
so
right
scary.
Outside. Yeah, it's crazy. Oh. So we're just a couple of weeks away from the election. I wish it could go on forever, you know? I just wish, like, this was year-round election stuff.
It's fun.
Just nonstop drama.
It is nonstop drama. Maybe that's what it is. So Coachella trending this morning. The first shots are out of Adam Sandler on the set for Happy Gilmore 2. Hmm. So I have mixed feelings. I grew up loving Happy Gilmore. Now, this could be a kind of funny movie, or it's going to be the worst thing you've ever seen. But
is it one of his Netflix projects?
Yeah. I think so. They paid him a boatload of movie to make a lot of movies. But Happy Gilmore was out in 1994, 95. I don't know. People are clamoring to get their hands on Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'll be there.
You're excited for this.
I hope it's good.
Yeah, I hope it's good too. But I don't have good feelings about it.
All the cast that's still alive will be there. So
okay. Pokemon is trending. Who knows why? I don't care. But today is National Kick Butt Day. So whatever you do today, make sure you go through it and kick butt.
Yeah. I love that. Kick butt, not in a violent way.
Yeah.
Like to grown men playing Pokemon.
Right.
Not that.
Not like that. And I could find out why Pokemon's trending, but I can't.
I'll check it out.
Monday.
Don't worry. Yeah. I'll check it out.
And then Rob's got it.
Oh, my God. Don't leave the listeners on the edge of their seats.
Please. And then today is Columbus Day. So a lot of people not going into work. It is a federal holiday still, isn't it?
Yes.
Or they haven't removed that from the federal holiday list?
No.
Okay. So we decided to work because we love you, and if it were up to me, I would have taken the day off.
Absolutely.
I'm put some respect on Columbus's name. TJ obviously doesn't share those sentiments, but.
Respect Columbus.
I had to look. I was like, I'm pretty sure Columbus was an Italian guy, right? When they sailed.
He was, yeah.
But researchers are doing DNA tests to find out his true origin of birth. I don't know. They're going to reveal it on some new reality show, but I should know more about Columbus.
Well, I'll tell you during the break when people who own certain radio stations on which we appear don't get mad, but when they get mad because I talk about political things and all. So I'll tell you when we're not on the air so we don't anger the affiliates who don't want me talking about political stuff.
I got it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, something to look forward to then.
Mm-hmm.
So we launched this new hotline. And I'll give you the phone number to it next, but we've already gotten some voicemails on it, and I'm excited to share them with you coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
So this is really exciting. We have a phone number you can call or text. You can call or text us, 704-269-TJ18. So that's 704-269-8518. And you can give us a call or leave us a voicemail about anything. Tell us that you're loving the show. If you don't like the show, don't bother calling or texting. We don't need to hear that.
Because you don't want to get banned. Because we'll ban people from being able to listen or watch.
We'll put you on that do not call list.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So 704-269-TJ18. But it's been a huge success. We've already gotten some people calling to tell us how much they love the show. Here's one example.
Hey, I can't believe how skinny you look today. It's actually kind of scary. Here's the thing. You're skinny. You're funny. What's it like to have it all? Jody is so lucky to have you in her life. I hope she's grateful for all the things you've done for her since you rescued her from Louisiana. What would Jody be doing now if you hadn't swooped in at the last second to change her life for the better? She'd probably still be walking around barefoot with chipped nail polish. She's still doing that, but it's way less often. You work so hard every day. TJ, we're all just so lucky to have you in our lives. I know you don't like to brag about yourself, so let me do it for you. TJ, the world needs you more than ever. Who needs superheroes when you have TJ? Superheroes are for nerds anyway. Sorry, Rob.
So, yeah.
Wow. That is so sweet.
Yeah. People are chiming in.
I love hearing from the people.
Yeah. She loves you and clearly knows a lot about the show.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob.
Sorry, Rob. You don't need superheroes when you have TJ.
All right.
And we agree. We did get one for Lindsay, too. A guy called and said how much he loved Lindsay.
You're great on the show. It's so nice to have you back. But I'll get straight to the point. We want to see those big, beautiful...
Okay, I don't know what you're saying there. So I'm just going to cut him off. But the point is... People are calling. People are texting. They love the show.
So complimentary.
Yeah.
So if you want to be part of the show, maybe we'll play your call on the phone. 704-269-8518. We would absolutely love to hear from you.
I love that.
There's a new TikTok trend that I have been obsessed with. I don't know if it's new. I think it's been around for a couple years. But there's been a lot of examples of it lately. Women are walking up to their husbands, kissing them in the kitchen, and then reaching behind them and lifting them up by their butt and putting their husbands on the counter.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Which is kind of something you would see a man do to his wife. Just to capture his reaction. What's interesting is like 90% of the guys freak out immediately once she puts them on the counter and shove her away kind of in an angry way.
Huh.
It's kind of weird.
How many women can pick up their husbands and put him on the counter?
It's a bit of a struggle. So there's kind of like the struggle. He's like, no, what? Why are you picking me up? Like, he doesn't want to be picked up.
I couldn't even lift the feet off the ground. Like, what? Yeah.
It's kind of a struggle, but it is interesting to see the guy's reaction. Yeah. They don't want to be feminized in that way, I guess.
Right.
That's probably as simple as
men don't want to be feminized. Your average guy doesn't want to be feminized.
And then post it in front of the world.
Yeah.
True.
Maybe if somebody is going to pick me up and sit me on a counter, it better be a really strong man for me not to protest.
Yeah.
With a strong chin and a great back.
Yep.
I love it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, go get signed up to play in our golf tournament. It's for our charity, Peyton's Promise. We only have a few weeks before it happens. November 11th. And raising money for Peyton's Promise, which does all kinds of things, including our breaking and entering Christmas. And... help with natural disasters like what's going on in Western North Carolina now. We get money at Peyton's Promise. We send out donations all over the place. So go to tjriggins.com/golf. Okay. Rob is 38 years old.
Correct.
If you ask him how old he is, he will say, I'll be 39 this year. That's what he says. It's always a year ahead of, you know, he's going to be something, not he is actually something. So Rob sent a rundown of what he did over the weekend that, you know, may be something that we can make comedy from, Riggins.
Okay.
So in reading his activities from the weekend, we know that he's 38, but listen to what he did and tell me what age it sounds like he is.
Okay.
Okay. Friday, I went home and took a 5-hour nap. It was very jarring to wake up after that. After that, I went to a friend's house to play card games. While there, I decided to go to a card tournament for a game I don't play often, but was just trying to get out of the house. So I woke up Saturday and went to Concord to play. I won one round following day of 5 and didn't do well. However, it was still fun. I went home and played the new Zelda game until bedtime. Sunday, I went to see Beetlejuice, and came home with pizza from Marco's and watched episodes of How I Met Your Mother until bed. Whoa. Now, if you give him, in my opinion, if you give him the thought of, okay, well, he can drive because he drove to these places, I would say 16. Just made 16. But if you think maybe his mom could have taken him to these things, then I would think, you know, maybe 13, 12 or 13.
That's what I would have said. Yeah. Aside from the car thing, 12 or 13.
I would have said 15, 16. Yeah. For sure.
We're going to get pizza, and then we're going to go see Beetlejuice and play cards.
I'll play in that tournament.
I was playing the Disney Lorcana game, by the way. So maybe
even the Disney card. Even knowing the card game makes it part of the factor of what age you would think he is.
Yeah, but what skews it is like the episodes of How I Met Your Mother a little bit.
Yeah,
that's
agreed.
Not really like a 12-year-old, 13-year-old show. But yeah, other than that, that's a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, the Marco's Pizza. It's not like, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's good, but
it was delicious.
It's definitely a, you know, 15-year-old. Yeah. Got some Marcos.
But a five-hour nap, that's like a 100-year-old. I mean, who takes a five-hour nap?
Well,
that's
probably right. A 12-year-old who stayed up all night the night before, you know.
Sleepover.
Yeah, sleepover or camping out in the yard. But throwing the Zelda in there with it, I mean, it's just absolutely, absolutely perfect.
It is. That's amazing.
It's a scene, that's for sure.
Good for you, Rob.
Let's just hope they don't bring back the draft.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Make sure that you subscribe to all of our podcasts and stuff. Do that, you know, Spotify, Apple, the TJ and Riggins app, however, YouTube's, get on it. Make sure you subscribe, please. It helps us. Helps us what? Stay afloat. That's what.
That's right.
All right, Lindsay, what did you do? Riggins said you were talking about something she screwed up something or did something stupid.
No.
She had a rough morning.
Rough morning. About 3:00 this morning, my daughter comes into my bedroom. Mom, can I have a kiss? I miss you so much. And you think, oh, that's sweet. I give her a kiss, big old kiss on the lips. I'm like, go back to bed. Just go back to bed. My alarm's about to go off in an hour. She starts walking out of my room. She turns around. She goes, oh, Mom, I fwoed up. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And I'm like, I sit up in the bed. I just like kissed her on the lips. And I'm like, you're kidding. So I like drag my butt into her room. I'm like cleaning. It's not that bad. But anyway,
that is
I just
diabolical.
Can't. I kiss you on the lip. Like, you wonder why I get sick. Like, I fold up. Okay. Cool.
Goodness.
So, yep. So I just didn't even go back to bed. I did my hair, did my makeup, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why your hair is fixed today. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only reason. Yeah.
You know, thank you, Delilah.
Yeah.
For throwing up.
TJ always says when I'm up, I'm up. I mean, that you're not going back to the. I'm not flying back up into dreamland after something like that happens.
No.
Now, when they get in the middle of the night, they wake you up if they're sick, whatever. Do you get your first reaction? Is it scary to them?
Yeah.
Because women don't like to be awakened in the middle of the night, and they lash out the first, you know, with whoever it is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, I'm exactly like that. Yeah.
There were times when my kids would come wake me up and say, I'm sick. I threw up or whatever.
Yeah.
And then whenever I get out, okay, it's okay, babe. And then I'd get out of the bed. As soon as Jody would feel me getting out of the bed, What is it?
Yep.
Oh, and then, you know, Lainey would say, I threw up. Oh, Lainey. Yeah.
It's like you're mad. Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, you kidding me? Funny.
And then I said, well, she didn't do it just to aggravate you.
I got it.
Yeah. But some of that is because Jody kind of freaks out if she's not in control of something.
Yeah.
And she can't control that the kids are sick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, all right, what do I need to do now? Well,
right.
This wasn't what I expected.
It wasn't in her plan. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Totally get that.
It does seem a little suspicious though when your kid wakes up. Can I have a kiss? I'm like, wait, what's going on? What does that mean?
She's really sweet, but like, don't, you know, she doesn't understand. Like, she's probably still got throw up on her mouth, and oh, I just kissed your mouth. Like, you kidding me?
But that's why I was asking if she wanted to set it up like that, because she knew you might be, she was worried you'd be mad
and that,
that she threw up.
Yeah, that could be too. You're right. Mm-hmm. Now, and now that you're saying it, actually, she is kind of a schemer like that. She's, yeah, she's only four, but
I
know
she's going to be mad that I threw up. So yeah, I gotta be sweet first.
I throwed up.
Okay. I gotta kiss her first. Oh. I'll be sweet, and then with the turn. Oh, by the way,
oh, but yeah,
I froed up.
Yeah, yeah, like I forgot to tell you, but yeah, I didn't want to tell
now
you.
That,
but
now that I got you feeling good and all queasy and yeah, you know, snuggly and yeah, heart is all full, mm-hmm, I froed up.
Yep. So I'll be out tomorrow. I'll be out for tomorrow. Yeah.
No, you won't.
I'll be throwing up.
You save it to those days off.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
What is the number one thing that causes millennials to be triggered by the Gen Z? We have a very upset crying lady from the TikToks to explain it. Coming up in a few minutes.
Now Trending, sponsored by No More Last Days. You can find them at the Carolina Renaissance Festival every weekend through November. They are helping save dogs that are at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. They've got some awesome merch. I need you to go buy this stuff because they're doing great work. So tjriggins.com/lastdays and support a great organization, and make sure you go see them at the Carolina Renaissance Festival. A lot of people going to the Ren Fest last couple weekends. Have you been seeing any of the videos?
Yeah, I made a few of the videos.
Did you? You were there?
That was all about it, yeah.
Oh, costumes galore. I mean, mm-hmm, it's a wild time. So tjriggins.com/lastdays. You're going to love those people. It's been a while since we've gotten to talk about Britney Spears and her crazy social media antics. But on Friday, she posted this video of herself in a yellow bikini, and mm-hmm, she's kneeling down in the water, and she's doing some very, very provocative dance moves, teasing, pulling the bathing suit bottoms almost all the way off.
Yep.
I mean, really getting close to showing what she can't show, mm-hmm, on Instagram. Did you guys see this?
Oh. Yeah, I saw it because a listener lady sent me a message, and it said, what?
I'm sorry. It was the last thing of Britney Spears. She was doing a really ridiculous thing on the video. I'm sorry.
All right. So, yeah, she's the listener lady said, you're absolutely right. She's just dying to be naked on camera, and sent me that post of the yellow bikini.
I keep thinking about that what you said. Every time I see one of these posts, she's dying to get naked. That's what TJ would say.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
But when is there a timeline, or should we just wait it out? I mean, what's she waiting for at this point?
Well, because the Instagram is not going to allow it.
Yeah.
And she's not going to go do like Playboy or anything. That's what singers used to do when they would, you know, get to a point where they needed attention or whatever.
Sure.
Debbie Gibson did it. So I don't know. I think it's going to end up being maybe an OnlyFans one day that she'll end up doing.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she hasn't done that already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I will be the first subscriber. If she hops on OnlyFans, I don't care what the price is. I want to see what she's posting.
I want her to get her teeth fixed again. Yeah. That's the thing. It's the most disturbing.
Did she just stop wearing her retainers? Like, I always try to figure out what's happening.
That's what I'm figuring, too.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. So there's a meme that I have not stopped thinking about this weekend. Guys in Love. It's a sad, sad tale. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Single guys, we need to be strong. We need to get together, be stronger than what we currently are putting forth into the world. And I'm gonna prove that coming up next. But we have a new hotline set up, the TJ and Riggins hotline, 704-269-TJ18. That's 704-269-8518. If you want to call us, if you want to leave us a text message, we would love to hear from you. As long as it's positive. And earlier we played some of the clips from TJ and Lindsay. People love them.
Well, as long as it's positive about me, I don't. The rest of y'all, it doesn't matter.
Well, I care. Don't make it about me either.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you're on the chopping block.
I don't care.
Yeah, she's fine with it. Obviously, she doesn't care what people think of her.
Yeah, clearly.
I did get somebody did leave a voicemail for me.
Higgins, I'm your biggest fan. I love the Week in Review, and it makes me laugh every week. But when did you get so fat? I remember you being thin. I preferred you then. I know your mom says you hide your light under a bushel basket, but she's wrong. Because there's no bushel basket big enough to hide your fat self. That might make sense if bushel baskets were the size of above-ground pools. Okay. But they're not. Have you thought about not eating spaghetti every day? Has that idea ever crossed your mind? You're so fat when you sit on your iPhone, it becomes an iPad. Seriously, Riggins, get it together. It's amazing that TJ, Lindsay, and Rob don't throw up the moment you walk into the studio. And remember, when you tell people you had a salad for lunch, they know you mean potato salad.
Okay. I'm going to flip you off behind. No, don't do that. That's not even funny. 704, what's the phone number? 704-269-8518. And then there's a meme going around. It's driving me crazy. A woman shared a text message, conversation she shared with a guy she matched with on Hinge. And they had a good first date. He went over to her house, and she said, "Seriously, thank you for raking my leaves again, Chris. Ha ha." And so he like raked her leaves on the first date because he was over there, and she just like asked him. And then this is how he responded: "Ha ha, no problem. If you let me stick around, I'll shovel your snow in a few months too." And put like a little winky face. Dude, get a grip. Yeah. I find that behavior so sad. I hate it. But you know why I feel so sad? Because I've been there before. I've done stupid stuff like that, trying to do too much to keep somebody attracted to you when it might just not work out for you.
Yeah. So does that make you lose attraction to the person right away?
Lindsay, does it
if it's a guy?
No. I mean, I think that's super sweet, but you think he's doing too much to try to keep, but I think he's just trying to impress her. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was hoping it was like incognito for like, "Thanks for letting me rake your leaves." You know?
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
Hey, there's a new TJ and Jody's house today. There will be coming up at around noon Eastern. On all of our, wherever you get podcasts and stuff, we were at that wedding over the weekend in Charleston, and a couple that lives in Colorado was introduced to us, and the husband, you know, a really rough and tumble, like Bryant Gumbel kind of guy, said, "Oh man, I love your podcast y'all do together. It has me cracking up." Like, so.
No way.
Yeah.
That.
So you would think it would be just for women's.
Yeah.
You know.
But the men's like it too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's because I don't let her get by with stuff. That's why. Okay. So millennials get all triggered by Gen Z now. They care what Gen Z thinks about them. And this is one of those ladies who's taken to the TikTok to explain it.
So this is for all the millennial fashion girls. Everyone right now is talking about the white t-shirt like popping out underneath a sweater and how that's like so chic. I feel like it's triggering to hear that. And I feel crazy because I'm like, wait, that was like to be avoided at all cost. I remember so many times trying on sweaters and being like, "Oh, my shirt is showing. I need to like change the shirt underneath," because that was seen as like, no, 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 you don't show the shirt underneath. You do not want that white popping out. So it's just how do we do this? You know, it's like I can't bring myself to change these things. But then I'm like, maybe it is cute. But I'm like, no, but it's not cute. I don't know. It just, I feel so torn.
Oh, man. You know what I wish Gen Z would decide? That talking like that is not cool anymore.
Yeah.
That's what I wish Gen Z would decide.
How's she talking?
Like the white sticking out, like maybe it is. Maybe it is cute.
It's hard to hear.
I know. It just sounds like a child. Mm-hmm. I can't take it. And especially when a guy does it. Like, it's very, very feminine. But see, the millennials need to just, who cares?
Right.
Who cares?
But the, you know, the millennials, though, y'all have always been, I got three of them in front of me. Y'all have always been the ones who started all of that caring.
Yeah.
Not Karen, like the, you know, the racist term for someone who complains. I'm talking about caring. Y'all are the first ones. We didn't care in the 80s. We were much better for it.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, have we already talked about the hackers taking control of these robot vacuums? Have we talked about that?
I believe so, but we've talked about people hacking different kind of things.
Mm. Was it the story where they said that the hackers started making the robot vacuum cleaners shout racial slurs?
What?
Yeah. Evidently not. Then this is a different story. Yeah, there are reports that EcoVax robot vacuum cleaners in multiple U.S. cities have been hacked. And so that the hackers yelled obscenities through the onboard speakers, including various racial slurs. The victims say it sounded like a broken up radio signal with snippets of a voice. Now, in this version of the story that I have, they leave out the most important information, which is, what did it say?
Yeah,
what were the racial slurs? And what race were the slurs against? Hold on a minute. So now I've gone to a different version of the story, and it says there was no ambiguity about what was coming out of the speaker. A voice was yelling racist obscenities loud and clear right in front of this woman's son. Blank and blanks, screamed the voice. Okay, well, that's pretty that's pretty detailed.
Wow.
Said, I got the impression it was a kid, maybe a teenager.
Yeah, that's 100% a teenage thing to do. If I can get it to shout
racial slurs. Not an adult, yeah.
Yeah.
If I heard a voice coming from my vacuum robot that I use every single day, by the way.
Do you have one of those, Lindsay?
I do. I just turn it on and let it go.
And it works okay?
It does. The only bad thing is if you've got cords anywhere, like it's not allowed to go in my husband's office because it's going to get all the cords up in it. And so that's annoying. But
so you and the vacuum have something in common. Neither one of you is allowed to go into your husband's office.
Oh,
actually,
get out of here.
That's actually fair. That's true.
Or the barn.
Yeah.
Don't you ever go to the barn. That's my important stuff out there. Yeah. No matter what kind of screams you hear coming from there, don't you dare enter.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.